Thank you for calling customer service. My name is Crystal. How may I help you today, please?
I'm calling with my mom. There's an account confirmation of some sort that came across her email, and there's a subscription ID on it for Bite Club.
Okay. You see, let's get there for you. See if we can figure out who is charging her and why. Okay, I'm still okay. Do you have an order number?
There's a subscription ID.
Let's try it this way. Can we start with your zip code? Her zip code?
65807.
And her first and last name, please.
Lynetta Thomas.
I did locate an account. Could you please verify her address?
3809 South Crystal Place, Springfield, Missouri.
Thank you so much. And I'm waiting on it to come up. I do see where it says it's for Bite Club. It is an app that gives you healthy recipes to eat better and to feel better. We can reduce the cost to $20 a month if she wanted to keep it monthly.
No, she didn't order it in the first place, so we want a refund. She never ordered this. I don't know where this is from.
Oh, okay.
We never even heard of it before it showed up in her email.
Yes, ma'am. It looks like she was trying to enter a sweepstakes win a product. Let's see exactly what that product was. It does show me it is for a Dyson vacuum cleaner.
Okay, but what does that have to do with this?
You see, when she entered the sweepstakes for the Dyson, she was entered.
Okay, well, my mom had a brain tumor recently, and she doesn't know. She did not know that that's what that was. So if you could just refund her money, that would be great.
Okay. Yes, ma'am. I'm trying to see what we can do, okay? I'm sorry.
This is what they charge you.
$49.89. Okay. Yes, ma'am. I do see where I could do a 75% refund.
No, you need to refund it 100% because she did not benefit from this in any way, and she did not know what she was entering. So you need to refund
okay.
It 100%.
You see, I do apologize. I can't, ma'am. It says I can only offer a 75% refund.
Okay, can I speak to your supervisor then, please?
Sure. Okay, we can see who is available.
Thank you.
You're welcome. I'm going to ask, see if I can get permission to refund this for you, ma'am. It'll take just a second. If not, I'll get you transferred to her. No problem.
Okay, thank you.
You're welcome.
No, they charged you $49.89, and that's what they're going to refund you because you don't know what you're doing. I'm going to take your phone away from you.
No sweepstakes, no game.
It did not say anything.
Well, but you can't put your information into something that you don't know what you're doing.
just because it tells you something. That's how people get your information and can wipe out your entire bank account. You cannot be doing stuff unless
can
you know.
Can I go look
100%.
On your computer?
Yes.
Okay, you can. I wouldn't be able to refund. I let her know what was going on. She did give me permission to refund you the total amount of $49.89. It
yes,
will
ma'am.
Be back in her account in the next 3 to 5 business days. There will be no further charges whatsoever. Would you like the confirmation number, ma'am?
Yes, please.
Sure. Okay. Let's see what that number is. C as in Charlie, 920-131-579.
Okay, I got it.
Oh, you see him. Well, thank you for calling customer service. You have a great Thanksgiving.
Thank you, you as well.
Thank you, ma'am. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.